Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Be caller 5 right now at 716-221-4947. That's 221-4WGR to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone, July 17th, Darien Lake Amphitheater, courtesy of Live Nation. And tickets are on sale now at livenation.com.
Met Tommy Doyle yesterday, Buffalo Bills offensive lineman. He was at our Atwal LASIK and Lager event we had yesterday. He got LASIK.
Wow.
That's why he was there. The thing about meeting an NFL offensive lineman is when you're told, yeah, Tommy Doyle's going to be here, and then a person walks in the room, you're like, that's obviously Tommy Doyle. That's a gigantic human being.
Yeah.
Huge. Was he like 6'8"?
I'm looking right now. 6'8", 320.
Yeah. Look at that. Oh, I bet that's him.
Yeah. Like,
so, yeah.
First person you've ever met to catch a playoff touchdown?
Ooh.
Which, of course, he did in the perfect game. Bills over Patriots?
He did.
One reception, 1 yard, one touchdown.
Still, unscientifically, I will say that the largest person I've ever seen in person is John Runyon.
John Runyon?
Yep.
He's bigger than Tommy Doyle?
You're going to look it up, and it's going to say he's not bigger, and I'm telling you, I stood next to John Runyon, and he was the largest person I've ever seen in my entire life.
John Runyon, 6'4", 307. He's giving up 4 inches to Tommy Doyle. I don't know.
He's bigger. He plays bigger.
You sound like Brind'Amour. We didn't really get swept.
That's right.
He's not really bigger. I'm looking at it. He's 4 inches shorter.
I was in the tunnel at the Bills.
Is Tommy Doyle like wearing like barefoot?
Maybe it's because he was all. I was standing at the. I was in the tunnel, Bills Eagles. However long ago, like 15 years ago, and John Runyon walked by, and Joe, his belt buckle was at my forehead. It's like that's. Look at this guy. It's like Victor Wembanyama. Like, oh my God.
Man, Wembanyama, did you see the picture of him next to Rudy Gobert?
Yes.
Rudy Gobert, who is like big, tall defensive center in the NBA, who I believe is 7'1", and Wembanyama is just towering over him. I'm looking at this picture like, how is he not going to score 50 a game in the NBA? This guy is like, Gobert is like defensive stalwart center, big, tall. Like, he's the guy you would want meeting anyone like Wembanyama at the rim in the sport. And he's just dwarfed by this guy.
That's the one thing I haven't seen a ton of Wembanyama highlights. Does he, I mean, you would think the answer to this is an obvious yes. I mean, is he an effective rim protector, too, defensively? Because
that I don't know.
Because everything about him is he's so big and long, and he moves the way you wouldn't expect him to. And I guess I
can't. You just stand at the rim. Well, I mean, he's gonna get a lot of goaltendings, isn't he? If he
maybe
just stands at the rim.
But I mean, does he have like the strength inside? I mean, he does on the offensive end to do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
My answer is probably yes. Yeah.
But he's not as big as John Runyon, according to Jeremy.
That's right. Travis Yost, following up a quick thing. You know, Jack Eichel, the Knights play tonight. Listen, I don't even know what I'm doing with this, but I guess I'm pushing back on the idea that like Eichel's not a role player. We'd call her and say, like, Reinhardt's doing more for Vegas than Eichel is for Florida.
For Florida, yeah.
Marchessault right now, that's the Marchessault-Eichel-Barbashev line.
Yep.
Marchessault has the best even goal strength differential in the playoffs. He's on his line, Eichel's line, in the last 15 years. That line is feasting at even strength. Marchessault's number one. Eichel's, like, number nine of any team in any playoff in the last 15 years. It's one of the best even strength lines the league has ever seen in the playoffs to this point. So you can root for like hell for the Stars to win three games.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a really big part of it. And Marchessault, Marchessault, by the way, speaking of Florida, they gave him away. Florida.
Yeah. They gave them Riley Smith to take him.
Yes. Think of how good Florida is to have totally botched the expansion draft and recovered quickly and made aggressive trades. Like Florida's doing a good job down there. Okay.
Speak real quick on Barbashev. We can talk about this more another day. For July 1st, so we have time. Frank Saravelli ranked his top 50 free agents available this summer in the NHL. And also, me and Sal did this a little bit yesterday in the Extra Point Show, he predicted contracts for each guy.
Okay.
He has Barbashev, who we just mentioned is on Marsh's show in Eichel's line in Vegas, at 27 years old, the 16th overall free agent, 4 years, $4.2 million. I love this idea.
Don't I want to fully prepare myself for the Sabres not signing a single forward in free agency?
Probably.
I think there'll be a defenseman. I just can't even imagine there'd be a forward.
If Girgensons leaves,
okay,
are they just going to plug kids in?
Like, no, that's fine.
I think you got to make room for some kids, but I think the Olofsson spot is where you make room. Aren't they going to want some veteran defensive stalwart?
They've said they want Girgensons back.
Yeah.
So if that happens,
then that's it.
Doesn't that close the door?
So does it just come down to whether he's back or not?
Unless it's like a Hinostroza replacement.
And that's not Barbashev.
I'd be very surprised. I think it'd be any free agent forward would be a modest addition.
It would be defense.
Maybe even like two-way deals, veterans.
Yeah.
Okay, what's coming up in the Extra Point Show? A post-show recap. Sal's here with us. Sal, what's up, Sal?
Yeah, guys. Hi. Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think I should just mention, you know, you guys just earlier were like, hey, nobody played well in the Birdie League. I'll have you know, Team Parker, 84 total.
Sal was in the Sal played at 2:00. Like he wasn't dealing with the 50-mile-per-hour winds.
That's it. So that's the other part. I'm thinking, you know what? I kind of feel like the PGA Tour here. I got out early. I got to get on the course before the bad weather.
Sal made up that he had a prior obligation later at night. He just looked at the weather and saw, I'm going to score better at 2. I'm going to go out at 2.
Meanwhile, speaking of Team Parker, you and Bulldog are on a team in our golf league, in the Birdie League, and I can attest to Bulldog birdieing 18.
Yes.
Wow. Tweet.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, love it.
Bulldog and Sal are partners, and it's best ball. So, Sal, did Bulldog know your scores on each hole when he went out?
He did not, and it's funny because I was going to. What happened was I went out with Jeremy's brother-in-law, Matt, and I actually played, and he said, I'll turn your card in later. So I never took a picture of the card. I shot a 41, but it was really, I had a lot of par, like 4 out of the last 6 holes I parred. And I had a couple doubles. I did not have any birdies, but I was going to do that, and I forgot to say, hey, Bulldog, these are the holes where we can, you know, you can do better. But I never did that. I just shot, and then he told me I birdied 18. I'm like, oh, excellent. That's great. I parred it.
You might play it differently. Like, I played with Nate, who is my partner in this league, on both days. And if I see him, you know, like, if he goes 50 yards to the right off the fairway, and he's now hitting 3 from, like, the bunker, and I've got 2 from, like, 80 yards in.
You're playing a little bit safer.
I'm going right to the middle of the green. I'm not pin seeking. I'm going to play it as safest. Like you'll probably play it a little bit different, I think.
I think it's the same as just playing match play against someone.
That's right? Probably.
If it's you against me and we're, you know, I watch what you do and I'm like, okay, now I can kind of play here, play it a little more safe, or I have to be more aggressive. So
before we get you to the Extra Point Show, I have one quick note. I did not know about this. Sal, did you know that a Syracuse University alum just won Survivor?
I did not know that.
Okay, here's the fun part. Ready? What season of Survivor was it?
Oh, I could tell you this. It started in 98, maybe 90. So I would say 25.
Okay. It has not gone one per year. Keep that in mind. I'll ask the question again.
Okay.
What season of Survivor did a Syracuse alumnus win?
All right, so I'll say 40.
I'll ask one more time.
44.
Yes.
Wow.
44.
Wow.
Thank you for keep asking.
It's okay.
That
it's
way.
Okay. That's our number. A Syracuse alum won season 44 of Survivor. Okay, what do you guys got coming up, Extra Point Show?
Anyway, real quick, yeah, we got Fernando Ramirez, covers the Chargers, Joe. We're going to talk a little Chargers today.
Yep.
We got Fernando Ramirez coming up. And then Paul, he is currently or just was on the Kyle Loposo call. So we'll have Paul on to talk about that at 10:30 just to kind of recap exactly what Kyle Loposo said and go through all of that.
All right, very good. Loposo had some good stuff to say. Good vibes from Kyle Loposo. Popular in the room, popular in the community. And good for him. Good for him. Happy for him and his family. We're back tomorrow. We've got a Friday foursome to give away tomorrow. Go to WGR550.com/contest to enter. Our first drawing for a Friday foursome winner happens tomorrow here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.